Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to the Biological Weapons Convention. NAM and other state parties to the BWC recall that at the Aid Review Conference, we expressed our view that there might be benefit in reviewing SIT developments in a regular and systematic manner, and that such review could be carried out in the current intersectional program. NAM and other state parties believe that the rapid pace of developments in biological science and technology has implications for the implementation of the BWC, both in terms of science and technology advances, which can be used for purposes contrary to the objective of the convention, and SIT advances, which could be of a special relevance for the implementation of the convention, as well as for assistance and cooperation to the developing countries. The discussions under this meeting of experts has the potential to enhance scientific understanding and knowledge sharing among state parties. Advances in enabling technologies like bioinformatics, computational biology, DNA microarrays, gene synthesis technology, high-throughput mass spectrometry, high-throughput sequencing, nanotechnology, synthetic biology, systems biology, and whole genome directed evolution are critical for future life science research and development. These enabling technologies have many benefits in faster, cheaper, and easier application of biological science and technology for both public health and security purposes, increased capacity and better understanding of disease and healthcare technologies by more people in more locations through the world. Furthermore, new science and technology developments have many potential benefits for the convention in improved healthcare, increasing capacity to diagnose and treat disease, more efficient food production, more renewable energy resources, and better pollution management. In this regard, the group stresses the importance of the adoption of a plan for active and fullest exchange of knowledge and technology in areas related to enabling and new technologies between developed and developing countries to ensure the unhindered flow of the scientific information and technology. There should be no hindrance to the peaceful activities of a state party, such as vaccine development, medicines, and diagnostic equipment, which are essential for developing countries for meeting their public health needs. There is need for equitable benefits from international cooperation in this area, keeping in mind the need for ensuring appropriate and affordable support for developing countries. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa signifies the fact that any disruption of immunization services, even for a short period, will risk the increase of the likelihood of vaccine-preventable disease outbreak. This means that the state parties must escalate routine and urgent immunization activities. Therefore, we also are of the view that developing countries need to meet their needs for cost-effective, affordable, and quality-assured medicines and vaccines, including through provisions such as compulsory license or price controls. Now, note that there has been recent advance demonstrating the increased sophistication of synthetic biology, together with other enabling technologies, which has benefits together with the potential for use contrary to the provisions of the convention. All states must conduct such activities in a transparent manner in order to build the confidence of other state parties. There is a need to regulate this activity to ensure that they do not lead to any concerns related to ethics, safety, and security, as well as any uses contrary to the convention. This has assumed added importance in the light of report concerning the experiment that have been taking place on highly contagious virulent flu strains like H5N1, as well as the production of several new strains of virus that are both contagious and deadlier than the 1918 Spanish flu that killed almost 50 million people, and the discovery of the deadly smallpox variola virus dating back in the 50s. Such regulation must, however, be undertaken in a manner that not hamper scientific and technological developments that are in keeping with the spirit and the letter of the convention, which are of benefit, more specifically, to developing countries. These recent developments once again highlight the need to conclude a legally binding agreement on appropriate multilateral verification arrangements. In the past, useful work has been done in this regard, and the BWC in the ad hoc group and NAM continues to attach high importance to preserving and eventually resume that work. Concerning the dual-use nature of some of the new technologies, the group is aware that there is a potential for uses contrary to the provision of the convention, including by programming cells to produce toxins, viruses, or other cells which could cause harm, designing and building new or altered pathogenic viruses, the ability to confirm mammalian transmittable to viruses or drugs resistant to pathogens, the decreasing genetic diversity and the development of incapacitating weapons and the increased capacity to deliver biological weapons via the alimentary route. The group reiterates its position that the dual use nature of these technologies by itself should not in any way hamper the free and fullest exchange of technology between the parties to the convention, especially when some developed countries are freely engaged in many activities that rest in the domain of these new technologies in the framework of their biodefense programs. The state parties should undertake all efforts to prevent actions and decisions within the BWC that will raise obstacles to the development of biological science in developing countries. The need to prevent harmful activities should never hamper scientific evolution for peaceful purposes in life-saving achievement like vaccines development. Developing countries in particular could benefit from advances in technologies that make vaccine production simpler, faster, cheaper, and more efficient. The rapid development of science and technology has created significant opportunity for international cooperation to narrow the increasing gaps persisting in the fields of biotechnology, genetic engineering, microbiology, and other related disciplines between developed and developing countries. NAM highlights the importance of continued deliberations on SIT to promote common understanding and effective actions, which will help state parties to benefit from these developments. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.